Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Office of the Insurance Commissioner's podcast, which is called OIC Answers, addresses questions about insurance in Washington State. From Medicare to homeowners insurance claims to car insurance premiums, if it has to do with insurance in the Evergreen State, OIC has it covered. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and I'm speaking today with Aaron Van Tile and Matt Beatty, who both host OIC Answers. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. And can you each tell us a little bit about yourself? And Matt, why don't we start with you? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I started working at the OIC last September, so coming up on a year at the OIC. Minimal insurance background before then. I was a reporter off and on for about 10 years and also worked a little bit in education before coming to the OIC. So it's a great organization to work with and happy to be here.
How about you, Aaron?
Yeah, I've been with the OIC about 2 years. I handle some of our communications, public relations stuff. Before this, I bounced around state agencies, but before that, I was actually a small-town newspaper sports writer where I worked with Matt, and we actually hosted a podcast, what, 6-7 years ago there on high school sports. And so this is kind of a much different topic, but we try to keep that same kind of vibe on OIC Answers.
Very different topic. So, Aaron, what was the impetus for putting this podcast together?
Well, a lot of our work at the insurance commissioner's office is helping consumers out, protecting consumers, being advocates for consumers. And our consumer advocacy program has been just getting a lot more calls with questions from people. And we wanted to give them another outlet to direct people to if they had questions about insurance and try to proactively answer some of the questions they might have. And so that kind of sparked the theme and the title of the podcast, OIC Answers. Basically, we try to come up with a question that people out in the public might have and then take care of answering it for them. And just have something out there that people, another avenue where people can help educate themselves a little bit more about insurance and specifically issues in Washington.
Tell us a little bit about the podcast itself, Aaron. How long have you been doing it? How many episodes have you recorded? What sort of subject matter do you tackle?
Well, we started, what was it, Matt? April, probably. Yep. I don't want to say it was April 1st because that makes it sound like a joke, and it's not that much of a joke. But we're 8 episodes in, and we started off with a couple episodes about both Medicare and the SHIBA program, which is a volunteer program that we administer that helps people learn more about their Medicare coverage and take care of questions there. We've done an episode on pet insurance. We've done an episode on maybe what you should do if you're part of a natural disaster and your home's damaged. And we just had, I think, our most popular episode yet, published Monday, on auto insurance rates and why they're going up. And, just an episode giving people a little more information on that, which can be a pretty dense subject.
So 8 episodes in, Matt, do you have guests? And if so, what kind of guests are you getting?
We have guests from all throughout the agency. Like we mentioned, the last episode was on auto insurance rates. We had a property and casualty expert from the OIC on to talk about that subject. With the wildfire stuff, we had someone from CAP who has been deployed to some of these areas and talked about their experience helping people deal with their insurance after a wildfire. And for the SHIBA episodes, we had the head of SHIBA on just to talk about Medicare and how complicated it can be and the program itself and how it's entering its 45th year, and it's the 45th anniversary this year. So we just try and get people who have subject matter expert knowledge on the subject, and then we just ask them questions to hopefully get more feedback from consumers, because it's a consumer-focused podcast, and we want to make sure that they're being served when they listen to this podcast.
So feedback from consumers. Then, Aaron, who are your consumers and who are the listeners?
The consumers and listeners are just people in Washington shopping for insurance for the most part. We've had a few industry folk, producers, agents, that kind of thing, listen to it and weigh in and say, hey, this is good. We've had a few people send in suggestions. Obviously, something on auto rates had been on our big board of things to cover for a while, but we did have a few people suggest, like, hey, it'd be great to learn more about this. For the most part, our listeners are just people that have questions about insurance and want them answered, and we're doing our best to, answer them.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
What other sort of feedback are you getting, Matt?
We're getting feedback from the industry. We received emails, especially after our last episode, from people in the industry who really appreciated the information we put out there, because there's a lot of angst in the insurance industry about auto rates rising. And we just want to make sure that people understand where those auto rate insurance increases premiums are coming from. So we wanted to make sure that we were trying to hit the consumers mainly, but it sounds like we're reaching a lot more than just consumers. We're reaching producers, we're reaching insurers, and even people in our own agency are listening and kind of passing it on through LinkedIn. So it sounds like we're getting quite a lot of people listening. And with the auto insurance, it seemed like, you know, we would mainly hit consumers, but the reach has been unexpectedly much further than I anticipated. I'm not sure about Aaron, but I thought it was quite a big reach that we reached.
What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, I think that's right. Matt's correct. You know, I had hoped we'd be at a few million listeners each episode by now, and we're not quite there, but, you know, it's been trending upwards, and, you know, especially if we keep hitting topics that people are really interested in, like, you know, auto rates. We'll probably do one on homeowners rates before long, things like that that are impacting a lot of people and that have been kind of hot topics in the state and, you know, everywhere. I think it'll keep growing, hopefully.
So along those lines, Aaron, what are some of the big questions that you're hoping to answer for your listeners?
The next big one is going to be, why are home insurance rates rising? What can I do about it? We'll have one on, we're having a couple guests coming up next week from our investigations unit and how they help the legal team take legal action against insurance entities that are, you know, not following the law, what people can look out for about that. But beyond that, you know, it's whatever questions get asked, we'll try to find an answer to them. We try to keep a pretty close look at what kind of complaints are coming into our consumer advocacy program and use that as a jumping off point to find a bigger, more general question that people are asking and then find a way to cover that with one of our experts.
Matt, I got to ask, because it's called the Office of Insurance Commissioners podcast. Is the commissioner ever on with you?
The commissioner has not been on yet, but we are hoping to have Commissioner Kreidler on at some point before he exits after this term. So we'd like to get him on and talk about his, you know, 20 years plus of service in the insurance industry. So I'm sure that one will be a popular episode as well. He's not running for re-election, so we will have a new commissioner next year.
And you can have a new commissioner on the podcast then.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whoever is elected, we will certainly try and get them on.
So, Matt, along those lines, then, what are your future plans for the podcast?
There are so many different parts of insurance, so many different topics that you can bring up. I think there are a lot of different things we could talk about, like Aaron mentioned homeowners rates. We can also talk about any other natural disasters like flooding or anything like that. And then there's just a lot of different types of insurance, like surplus line insurance. That's always an interesting topic that people might not know about. Pet insurance is a big one, and I'm sure that's going to continue to get bigger, so we could always follow up on that. And then we did an auto insurance rates episode, but there are many different facets to auto insurance, and it's always changing. So the subjects that we can cover are almost infinite, because even if we have covered a subject before, we can always go back to it, ask some new questions, and then update with what's going on currently in the world.
Hey, Aaron, I've got to ask, have you ever considered taking the podcast on the road to any of the conferences out there? Matt mentioned surplus lines. There's a surplus lines conference coming up.
If it gets big enough to where we're taking it on the road, we'll consider it a great success. We haven't thought about that, but it's certainly an interesting option. You know, hopefully it gets to that point.
Well, Aaron, Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
You bet.
Thank you.
That was Aaron Van Tile and Matt Beatty, who both host the OIC Answers podcast. And I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.